This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
And happy race day along the Gulf Coast and worldwide. Online at FM Talk 106.5 and later the show's podcast at usfdracing.org. Good morning. Hey, this is Full Throttle Racing with Kane. What a show we've got for you. Thanks to our good sponsors at Ed's Seafood Shed. Hey, you got to think about Ed and Barbara on the causeway today if you're along the Gulf Coast. Perfect weather, going to be in the 70s, something like that. Sunshine. Not bad for February. Go get you some great food out there. Thanks to Rick Crawford standing by in just a minute with Mobile International Speedway, also Angels Motorsports Park, and we've got Montgomery Motor Speedway on the show now. Today's show is going to be great. Tim Bryant from Five Flag Speedway has got a lot of upcoming events, including an annual swap meet. They're doing drifting, which is pretty spectacular. If you've never seen that or experienced that, we'll talk to him about that. But also the big thing, the season opener coming up March 23rd. We'll talk about that, practices, the Rusty Wallace Racing Experience coming. Bubba Pollard, last weekend at Speedfest, gets second behind Kyle Busch. We'll talk about his run and how his success has continued, and yes, he has an ARCA ride. We're going to talk about that for the big show. Also on the line, well, Angel Motorsports Park's TW, Chris Carter from Montgomery Motor Speedway. And if we've got the time, I'm going to try to sneak in Dave Mader, a NASCAR champion who builds race cars in this area. A lot of local drivers are having some things changed from the rules. For instance, the Bomber guys here locally at Mobile International Speedway have to get a couple extra bars in there. Dave can help you with that. We'll get all to that in just a minute. But we're talking about Mobile International Speedway. So let's bring in the king. How about it? Let's talk to Rick Crawford. And I said the king because I know he's an Elvis fan like me too. Hey, good morning, Rick.
Hey, good morning. Abel One King. That's Richard Petty, but anyway.
That's right. It's a racing show.
That's in racing, so anyway, yeah, Elvis would always be the king.
That's right. Well, hey, good morning. You know, Rick, it's coming down to a month now until we really get to see a lot of fun out there. The ARCA 200, the Mobile 200, March 9th and 10th. You know, we've talked on and off the air about this. Tickets are going fast. It's sold out on the infield, the camping, and some other things. I want you to talk about some of the excitement and some of the testing. I hear rumors, Venturi Motorsports, maybe Kenny Schrader bringing some cars down here. What can you tell us in some of the excitement behind the door? It's been going on the past month or so at Mobile.
The phone's been ringing, and a lot of excitement going on, a lot of energy, and yeah, I mean, it feels good when Ken Schrader calls and says, "Hey, I'm bringing two cars down there on February 28th to do some testing." I mean, and that's pretty cool to know that. And the words he used was, "We're coming down to your racetrack and have some fun." and that's what these ARCA guys are up about, and it's all about having some fun, and they're coming down and doing some testing. Then they're coming back to race. You got the Venturinis coming in on the 29th. They're bringing five cars down here. Some guys that's never seen Mobile National Speedway before.
Wow.
So that's what you're going to call the March 9th and 10th will be the ARCA Mobile 200, but it'll be the home of excitement, I guarantee you, that weekend.
Well, and it really is, because that's the start of the whole entire racing season. Nothing like you're doing it like NASCAR does. Daytona, they have the biggest race first, and it looks like you're having one of the biggest races with this ARCA. And, you know, even talking, like I said, Bubba Pollard's going to be on the show here in a little bit. He's got himself an ARCA ride, which is exciting. So you might see some familiar names in the local areas, and I'm sure Grant and Finger's trying to work on something like that as well, and haven't heard about all those guys. But there's so much action right now at the track. How do you get everything situated and prepared for this racing season? What's been the biggest challenge so far this new year? Now, you got the championship banquet out of the way for last year. It's all straightforward. The momentum is really moving forward, talking to these race teams and seeing them on Facebook and all this. And boy, I tell you what, there's a buzz on racing along the Gulf Coast and really at your track, Rick.
Well, it's just taking care of people and taking care of things, dotting I's, crossing T's. I mean, to the staff at Mobile International Speedway, the things they've done to the grounds, the things they've done to put lipstick on the 48-year-old lady and do things at the racetrack to really make it look nice, to say, well, even the first team that came in back January 1st and 2nd went back and Twittered and all this kind of stuff up in North Carolina, and then you had phone calls coming in, hey, we're coming to test. We even got cup teams calling us wanting to test the Mobile. There's one thing brings it all about. There's no walls. We had a car come down there the other day. I think it spun out six times. It didn't hit anything. And so that's what makes it. They're trying different things, and they're trying rookie drivers and all that. What a great place to test Mobile International Speedway. But you failed to mention one big name that is that is throwing his name out there in the airwaves. It's the Ream driver this year. It's Cale Gayle.
Oh.
Cale Gayle's going to be part of the Mobile ARCA 200. Wow. And, you know, he's a former ARCA winner. Yeah. And he's now running full-time in the Camping World Truck Series. And so I look forward to having Cale back hometown. I graduated Mobile National Speedway's ranks and now coming back when the big leagues come back to race.
Oh, that's going to be huge. And he has such a huge local following. Just married downtown on New Year's Eve. And so he still comes and frequents the Gulf Coast quite a bit with a lot of the family and stuff. So you're right. So let's talk about some of the events leading up. Let's talk about the open practice coming up next Saturday from 1 to 5.
Yeah, we got open practice. You know, the track's open. We did some asphalt work to the racetrack. Oh. We sort of tried to take that hump out of turn one and two going in, entering turn one. So we got practice. Need to put some rubber down at that particular place. And so something new for the speedway, for the surface itself. But just opening the racetrack up and letting the local guys know, hey, you know, last time we opened the place up a couple weeks ago, it was a dozen cars mm-hmm. out there. This time, I mean, we had everything from bombers to sprint cars. And the motorcycles, those guys showed up because we're running them on, I believe it's April 14th with the Must-See Extreme Sprint Car Series is coming into town, the 410 Sprints.
Can't wait.
So we got a lot of things going on at Speedway, but the practice on February 11th was just letting people know, hey, we're open for business and right. come on out and try your car out.
Well, and that's the thing. More of these drivers are, you know, maybe didn't have their cars ready, like ours, for instance. We've still got lots of work to do, but we'll be ready for the first, definitely for the first race with all four of our cars. Something that's really cool, the average fan can take a lap around Mobile International Speedway or even get a ride, I believe. What is this about the Rusty Wallace racing experience? I know Five Flag Speedway is doing it. Also, you guys are doing it. What does Rusty Wallace bring to the track, and how can people get involved to actually drive on Mobile International Speedway if they don't have a car?
Well, he brings a truckload of race cars into town. On February 24th, we got the Rusty Wallace driving experience coming into town. And on March the 4th, after the open practice and all that kind of stuff, the car show, swap meet, the Bob Speed Shop swap meet on the third, March the 3rd. Mm-hmm. Then we got practice that afternoon, and Rusty Wallace comes in with his cars on March the 4th. It's just like the Grand National cars. I think he's got a couple of Cup cars. I think he's got a couple of short track cars that you can race. Actually,
yeah.
race on the
you
race.
You said
track.
Wreck. You or, said you can wreck.
You can, I don't think I said wreck.
Okay.
Race.
Just kidding.
And there's two-seater cars in there, so you can take a ride with a driver around Mobile National Speedway, and people don't realize it, but it can take your breath.
Oh, yeah, it sure can. Well, you mentioned the Bob Speed Shop and the fifth annual Racer Swap Meet and Open Car Show. This has become a pretty big event. I mean, there's a lot of you get two or three different of these car clubs you get together to come out and show off their cars. And I remember last year's event, they had so many cars there. They were in the pits. They were lined up all the way on the front straightaway going into one and two. And it's a donation of $5 per person to come in. And all the money goes to benefit the Rape Crisis Center in here, which is just an awesome, awesome program that I know Bob at Bob Speed Shop and you obviously have gotten behind. So I think it's great that you guys are doing that. And again, for the fans, it's a neat opportunity to come check out the track and really see some pretty cool cars. Because, I mean, you had stuff out there from pre-1949 all the way up to some souped-up stuff that looked like Transformers last year.
Yeah, it's almost like if you got a car in your garage or you got a car that you talked about to a lot of people, you can bring it out to Mobile National Speedway on March the 3rd. And just for a small donation to the Rape Crisis Center, I mean, show it off. Yeah. Let people see what you got. And, I mean, last year they had over 100 cars out there. Then we have racers bringing parts that in the garage, just maybe collecting dust or something like that. Dust your old parts off, come out, and you got it. There's another racer walking by that I know might need that part, mm-hmm. and he didn't know you had it. So there's a good way to have a swap meet going on March 3rd, and it's all for a great cause. And then that afternoon we got a practice, I think, from 4 to 8 that evening, yeah. and so we're going to flip the lights on, let people practice under the lights. That will be the last practice session prior to the Mobile ARCA 200.
Can't wait. We're so excited. How can we get tickets before I let you go this morning? Again, obviously, you can go to mobilespeedway.net to get these tickets, and I'm sure they're going fast.
Or just call the Speedway. Jessica's waiting at the other end of the phone. It's area code 251, of course, 957-2063. And she'll help you with your reserve tickets, infield passes, parking pass. She'll help you with anything you need. And we have our ticket office open.
So if I want to get a ride along in the Rusty Wallace Racing experience, can we make sure that you give me the ride in there? Can you give me a thrill ride around there, Rick?
I might be there. I might be. But I told my buddy John Dockerson at Op. I think that's the same day as the Rattler in Op, Alabama, South Alabama Motor Speedway. I think it is. I'm not sure, but I think it is.
You'd be probably
thinking. I told him I was going to attend that race this year and support another racetrack in South Alabama. And I look forward also to going up to Chris Carter's place up at Montgomery and see some racing up at Montgomery, too.
Well, I tell you what, it's going to be exciting race season, and you, our guys, are kicking it off right. Thrilled to be a part of it again. And Rick, we appreciate you coming on the show. Again, mobilespeedway.net. Got all the information there, obviously. Look them up on Facebook. We'll see you at the track soon, Rick.
I look forward to a full throttle with Kane this morning. Wake him up.
Oh, you know we do. Coming up next, Tim Bryant from Five Flag Speedway. Last weekend, one of the coolest things I've ever seen. You've seen it on the movies. We're going to talk drifting, but not all about drifting. There's a lot more racing going on. Getting ready for the oval track. They've got a swap meet, too, coming up. Hey, it's full throttle racing with Kane. Thank you, Mobile International Speedway, Ed Seafood Shed, Angels Motorsports Park, and Montgomery Motor Speedway. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And later this afternoon, we'll be podcasting the show at usfdracing.org. And before we continue on, something terrible happened yesterday along the Gulf Coast here. Mobile Police Department lost one of his one of their officers. Pretty bad situation. They were taking a gentleman into jail. And as they were taking him into jail, the guy stabbed with his necklace is what I'm finding out, stabbed the officer and stole his cop car, drove away, got chased, shot two other cops. They ended up killing the cop killer. But long story short, there's a lot of people that I have and good friends in the police department and emergency people. And just thoughts and prayers go out to the family. We're not going to release the name. It's out there in the news. You can find it. But again, just a tough situation and a hard thing to go through yesterday watching the news, seeing this manhunt along the Gulf Coast. So thoughts and prayers to them for sure. As we switch gears, we're getting ready for Five Flag Speedway. I'm so excited. Tim Bryant's got his hands full. Not only does he have the season opener coming up March 23rd, but he's got a swap meet, an auction, and drifting. How do you do it all? Hey, Tim, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kane.
Hey, let me tell you, I'm excited about what you guys got going on right now. First of all, let's get ready and geared up. Let's talk practice sessions, and let's talk about, even before that, the swap meet, because that's coming up this Saturday, and you got everything. I mean, I've been to the swap meets over there, from go-karts to golf carts to full cars to roll cages, whatever you're looking for a race car, whether you're a startup or maybe just need some extra parts. Saturday's the time to be over there at Five Flag Speedway, isn't it?
Well, you're exactly right. Started 6 years ago and started out and has continued on as just a mission for guys to be able to clean out those race shops during the off season, find some parts that they're not currently using, and put them out there for sale, turn them into much-needed cash. Every racer needs cash for the racing budgets nowadays. I guarantee you, if you've got parts in the corner, there's somebody out there that's looking to put those on their car to get to the track with.
Yeah, and free admission. It's from 9 to 3, and then and that's going to be always a major event. And then beyond that, we'll talk about what's going on Sunday, but let's talk about hitting the overtrack first. We want to talk about what everyone's getting ready for. The season preview, you've got an open practice coming up Saturday, March 17th. Tell us about the what we can expect and some of the cars are going to see out there, because there's been some rule changes in some of your classes, Tim.
Well, there has, and of course, I'm proud to say that it's been a busy off season, and that's always a good sign, you know, coming into a new racing season when guys are working on their cars, building new cars, what have you, getting things ready. Typically, we start the season off with an open test session the week before the season opener. Of course, our opener scheduled for the 23rd of March this year, and that puts our open practice on March the 17th. That'll be a early morning practice, hopefully, because we want guys to come out with new cars and test and tune, but by the middle of the afternoon, we're hoping to get everybody packed up and send them to MIS for the KSJ 95 taking place that night. So that'll be a big day for racers. They can hit two tracks in one day if they choose.
Oh, yeah, and that's like I said, we're getting everything ready. You've already got the whole entire schedule lined up. What did you guys have to do this year differently from last year for the schedule? What did you guys do when you're putting the schedule together? Because I know it seems there's, you've got Mobile, you've got Montgomery, you've got about op. There's other tracks that a lot of your drivers that participate at Five Flag Speedway like to travel to. So how closely do you have to work with these other tracks to try to fit in your schedule? What's been the hard part about making this your schedule?
Well, I tell you, Kane, we always try to work very hard with other tracks. You know, we're big proponents of like rules and like procedures so that guys can venture out to other venues and, you know, test the waters at other tracks. Having said that, it becomes increasingly more difficult each year, especially as you get new tracks in the mix.
Yeah.
But I think we've got a nice schedule. It's a little different. It's a little heavier on the front side with our super late model schedule. Four of our five Blizzard Series and Sunoco Gulf Coast Championship races are in the first 4 months of the year.
Wow.
And then we take a little break on the super side. As far as the pro late models this year, with a little bit of change in the format at MIS, we're reaching out. We got our season opener on March the 30th. That's the Alan Turner Pro Late Model Series.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be a doubleheader with Montgomery Motor Speedway with their Show Me the Money Series. Then in June, we'll be doing a doubleheader with John Dykes over at South Alabama Speedway. And, of course, you know, all of the super late model races, doubleheaders with MIS. So all in all, we think we have a pretty good schedule, and we're going to be doing a few things differently along the way as well.
You mentioned that, and you know, I was there last Sunday. I believe that was a couple of weeks ago. I figure exactly when it was, but we did the drifting, and now we're getting ready now for your first drift meet. Now, this is something pretty cool. I didn't know what to expect when I came over there, but when I saw you had over 200 people lined up just in the pits, parked on the track, you had over 22, 23 cars doing this drifting, tandem drifting. Wow. I even got an opportunity to not drive, but sit in one of those cars and go around there and announce. And I don't know if you could just hear me yelling and screaming, but what an exciting, exciting, different style of event that you're bringing to the track.
Well, you know, it all started with the folks at Emerald Coast Dragway had started this drifting thing, and, you know, they were doing it over there last year. Along our part of Northwest Florida there, from Panama City to Pensacola, you know, there was guys that were drifting. The Emerald Coast track, unfortunately, is now closed, and I hope that's a temporary situation, but, you know, there's a silver lining in everything, I guess. The drifters needed a place to go. By the way, a lot of the drag racers are going to be migrate to Mobile Dragway this year, so that might be a boost for Mobile County. But nonetheless, the drifters needed a place. They checked out our venue, and we were able to make it work. And, we were really pleased with the first turnout, and we'll be having our first competition next Sunday, 12 to 4, and you know, the buzz is we're going to have quite a few people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I know there's people talking about from Orlando to New Orleans coming for this event, because really the only other place to do it in the South here is those areas, New Orleans and Orlando. So for you to have a hub like that in the South, it's exciting to see just extra things happening at Five Flag Speedway. We're all about the oval track, but if on a day off that you can bring another event that can bring more people to the track and show them how much this is fun with the family, that's what it's all about, Tim. So obviously, fiveflagspeedway.com. You've got a bunch of stuff next weekend going on, and we appreciate you as always coming on board and being part of the show. And obviously, I hear you on the road. You heading to the track now, aren't you?
Absolutely, yeah. We're hit the ground running, getting everything prepared. And on a final note, I'd like to mention we've opened up our swap meet next week, Derek, to the Pilot Club of Pensacola.
Yes.
We're going to be doing a fundraiser for autism, and they have been working extremely hard over the last 6 months getting donations from various NASCAR teams. Mm-hmm. They've got some great memorabilia. For anybody that's into collectibles or wants to start a collection, they'll be doing an absolute auction. Marty White is going to be the MC for, or the auctioneer, if you would.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all going for autism, an absolutely great cause.
Yeah, and I'm sure I'm going to bring my pocketbook. I want some of that autographed Davey Allison stuff you got. Well, Tim, we appreciate it as always. You be safe on the way to travels, and we'll see you next week into the track. And again, website fiveflagspeedway.com. And as always, Tim, it's an honor to have you on the show. We appreciate you participating.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
Oh, we will. And I want to bring up another guy here real quick. One of the guys that we were talking about, Rick Crawford and Tim Bryan just a minute ago, is Dave Mader III. Now, let me tell you about Dave. Dave's an old-school NASCAR guy. He's been around for a while, knows how to do his things. And what he's been doing now, he's kind of shift gears. Now, Dave has raced in the Southern All-Stars, Sunoco ASA, NASCAR Late Model Stock, All-Pro, NASCAR All, American Challenge, ARCA, NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series, Winston Cup, Busch Series, 224 feet. feature wins, okay? And now what he does for fun is builds race cars, and he hangs out at Mobile International Speedway. I wouldn't say hang out, but he also helps out a lot of these other teams really learn how to work their cars. That's why I wanted to bring Dave in. And Dave, good morning. Appreciate you coming on the show, my friend.
Oh, Derek, thanks for having me.
Oh, glad to have you. And Dave, you've been working on about, I think, five cars right now in your shop is what I've heard through the grapevine. And Dave made a race cars is something that you are very proud of because you put so much time in. I know Michael Sanford's got a sportsman here locally that he runs and you've helped put together. And this thing is state-of-the-art. And what you're doing with our open-wheel modified, again, state-of-the-art. And what can these guys do? I know the Bombers, for instance, have rule changes. And I know you've worked on a couple of those guys' cars. What are the rule changes? What can you do to help some of these local guys, Dave?
Well, I'm so glad that Timmy and Rick has been watching, and we all learn from, sadly, incidences that happen to make things safer as we'll look at Earnhardt's deal, at what, you know, become, you know, from that. And, you know, the Bombers didn't have really enough roll bars in the cars in the, you know, from the front to the back, and they had plenty of bars around the driver, but and that's something they've let change this year, and it cost a little money, but the benefits way outweigh the cost of it as far as safety, and it'll help the cars handle a little bit better, and those guys put on a little better show, which they put on a great show, and they're a lot of fun to watch.
So, you know, obviously August 6th, that accident I had, I didn't have those cover, you know, the extra bars and stuff. Do you think with the safety features and the changes that Mobile and Five Flags are implementing, if they would have had those roll cages or extra bars in front and the back, would that have helped my accident? Where, again, you know, broke my sternum, bruised my lungs, took the top of my knee off. Is that something that would have helped less impact on that?
Very possible, Kane. Right. I mean, every accident's different.
Yeah.
Yours certainly was
a doozy.
Something that wasn't just an oddball. I mean, several cars through the years have you know, hit in that area of the racetrack, and it's very, very possible that it could have helped you and many other people that you know, we've seen through the year that had little incidences. It seems like stuff comes in bunches. And last year, I think we saw that, and that's the reasoning that Ricky and Timmy decided to go ahead and try to implement these new rules and help make it safer. It certainly won't hurt, and it definitely would have helped, I would say, your situation to the positive side, not the negative side.
Well, and Dave, you know, here's the thing is all these cars, there's lots of people building new cars now, and people are just getting them set up. That's another thing you do. You do set up on the cars from every division. If I'm a driver, and obviously you have such an amazing resume, and that's another reason why we came to you. But, Dave, how do we get a hold of you if I say, hey, I want you to come and take a look at my car. Can I bring my car out to your shop, and can you make these changes? What do I need to do? Dave, how can drivers get a hold of you?
Oh, I'm easy to get a hold of. If certainly somebody at the racetrack has my phone number. Timmy's wife and Timmy and Rick Crawford, they all have my telephone number, 251-259-1616. You know, it's all started with my dad, 1949. Dave made race cars, has been alive for many years, and many wins. My daddy had, you know, 430 wins and raced in Cup when it was called Grand National in the 60s. And, you know, then I started in the early 70s and had just a wonderful career. And as things are winding down for me, I'm finding a lot of joy in helping the people that are still involved and wanting to do it. We really had a good time last year helping Michael and Red Dog, you know, in this area last year. I'm building the car for my daughter, and we're building a new one. And like you said, my shop's full, and we're thankful for that. Have a little work and be able to help some people. And old Housefly, you know, he has a Bomber there, and we was glad to be able to help him and his daddy. You know, is a return the favor to us and helping me with my house a little bit.
Oh,
I mean,
whatever it takes.
Oh, yeah. So it's it's an ongoing process, and we enjoy helping the guys, and we can do anything as far as the trucks, the modifieds, or anything. Through all the years, I've worked on just about everything, and we're glad to help anybody when we can.
Well, Dave, we appreciate you coming on board, and in about 30 minutes, I'll be out there. I'll come see you. I want to see that modified. Dave, thank you so much, and again, the number, not hard to find, Dave, 259-1616. He'll work on your cars. We'll see you shortly, Dave. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you very much. See you later.
Oh, absolutely. All right, Dave Mader's another class act, and we've got a couple more. Hey, he was second last weekend to Kyle Busch at Speedfest. Bubba Pollard standing by. Angels Motorsports Park and Chris Carter from Montgomery Motor Speedway. Lots of racing still to handle and come. Hang on, it's Full Throttle Racing with Kane. Back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, and later again we'll podcast the show on usfdracing.org. So, want to thank Tim Bryant for coming on, Dave Mader III, Rick Crawford. Still have got Angels Motorsports Park with TW, Chris Carter from Montgomery Motor Speedway. And how about a great weekend, starting it off last weekend. Bubba Pollard was racing up at Watermelon Capital Speedway with Kyle Busch for the win. I'm just a bumper. And Bubba, we were just talking off the air. You got second place, and I said, "Well, how close were you? Could you put your bumper onto Kyle?" And what did you just tell me, Bubba?
Yeah, I don't think he'd have been too happy. A couple of years ago, I think at Mobile for one of the races, we moved one of his cars for the win. So. You know, it probably wouldn't have been a good idea to move him again.
Yeah, he's kind of like Jimmy Spencer. He doesn't forget, does he?
Oh, yeah. You know, it was fun racing with Kyle. We enjoyed it.
Well, and that's the thing. Let's start off last year. 19 wins, beating NASCAR driver Kyle Busch, almost closing laps of an amazing race. Standing room only at a facility that took over Speedfest at the last second. You know, you're looking at about a 13-day turnaround from Lanier, where they were going to have it for the very final race there. And from what you tell me, it was an amazing surface, great racing all weekend long, and really a great way to start, because now you've got that behind your back, a great start, and now you're looking at the Pro Rat. And Rattler for 250. What are your plans for this year, Bubba?
You know, it's still up in the air. We're planning a few ARCA races for this year. Still working out all the details and all the plans for that. But hopefully we can run a few ARCA races and hopefully go up north and race some of the CRA North races. Just venture out, travel out. You know, get out of the south a little bit here and then go have some fun in other places. Go to we've talked about going to New Smyrna and racing down south and on the other side of Florida. So looking forward to doing that and just getting out and having a good time.
Well, you know, the past, let's talk about how you got started, because you grew up essentially at a speedway, at Sonoma Speedway in your backyard. I believe it was your grandfather actually built and managed the speedway forever. Your dad took care of it, and then you got into it, and you started off, didn't you build a bicycle? And you tell us a story on that.
Yeah, you know, I've been around racing. I grew up around racing, been around racing my whole life, and just wanted to race so bad. My father raced growing up, and you know, he was doing that, and I really couldn't race all that much, so I was like, man, you know, I'm gonna build a bike, which I was still young then, and, you know, I just had fun building the bicycles and racing them and having a good time. But then we started moving up and running legend cars, really had a lot of fun doing that. But, yeah, just... You know, been fortunate to do a lot of racing in different areas and having fun.
Well, you know, we talk about the sponsorship aspect of it as we were looking at, you know, wanting to do, you know, maybe four or five ARCA races. Still got your hat in for Mobile International Speedway's ARCA race. Still working on sponsorship things. Can you tell us a little bit about what you've come up with and what you're looking like for the ARCA there?
Yeah, you know, we have a car, just working very hard to get it ready. And hopefully we can make an announcement here in the next couple of weeks and on what we're going to do sponsorship wise and everything, and work out all the details for Mobile. You know, really looking forward to going to Mobile with the ARCA series. It's one of our better tracks. I really enjoy the place. You know, that's, you know,
it's your house. It's your house.
You know, yeah, that's home to me. That's my home track. You know, even though we live so far away, but you know, I really love and enjoy coming down there. Just the people, you know, Ida's done a great job with it, and Rick's doing a great job with it as well. So, you know, we're looking forward to coming down there, and hopefully we can get everything out, going, have a good run, and have a good car.
Well, you know, you mentioned how different is the ARCA cars, or are the ARCA cars, compared to what you're used to with the Super and Pro Late models? What kind of different driving do you have to do as a driver to switch? Because I know they're a heavier car. What does that mean for the turns and the way it moves through the turns?
Yeah, you know, back in 05, we were in three ARCA races, mm-hmm. at twice at Michigan and once at Kentucky. You know, so that, to me, is going to be different coming to Mobile. You know, I've never been on a short track with an ARCA car. So with the weight and the motor, mm-hmm. and the by-spot tires and all the things that, you know, just the car is so different. It's going to be different, just stopping and slowing the car down. And you're definitely going to have to drive different. You know, you can't drive a 3,400-pound car off in the corner like you do Super Late Model. So, you know, I'm going to have to learn. But, you know, as far as getting around the place and the line to run, you know, I think we'll have an advantage over some of the guys that you know, hadn't been there. So we're really looking forward to it.
How do you build on last year's success? You were four-time champion, Viper Series champion, Miller Lite champion, Gulf Coast Championship, CRA South champion. A banner year, you've got awards from the state of Georgia, I mean, as driver of the year, I believe. How do you take that momentum and move forward to this year?
You know, it's going to be really tough. My goal is to always set higher than what we did the previous year, and to top this year, I'm really going to have to work hard. You know, I think it's just one of them dream years that you don't have very often, and you know, we're just fortunate to be able to do and run the many races that we run. I think we run 55 races last year, also in the modified car. So, you know, it's going to be hard to do for this year. We're going to cut back and not race as many races as we did last year. But, you know, looking back, you know, I learned a lot this year, and hopefully I can just take it over into this season and learn and build off of it. And hopefully have a good season.
Well, Bubba, I know you got a lot of stuff to do. You're probably heading to the shop this morning, so I want to thank you for taking a couple minutes. And when you are able and ready to make that ARCA announcement, will you come back on the show and do it with us?
Oh, sure. I'd love to.
All right, Bubba, a lot of people on the Gulf Coast and worldwide love you, man, and we appreciate you being part of the show. Be safe, and again, we're looking forward to seeing you back down here in about a month at the ARCA race.
Sounds good. I appreciate you having me on. Thanks.
Oh, absolutely. That's Bubba Pullard. And again, that guy is going to be something to see for the rest of the year. We shift gears now, and we appreciate Bubba coming on. And Angel Motorsports Park, our buddy TW, I was out there last weekend checking out the practice at the track. I love the facility. You guys have done so much. But again, Mother Nature has kind of poo-pooed on things. You were having ready for the first race. We got all the legalities taken care of and got everything ready. Concession stand packed. And what happened?
It just rained, you know.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, Mother Nature is not not on our side, but hopefully, you know, here soon, possibly next week, and we'll know here, you know, by Sunday if we we're going to do some actual work on the racetrack. You know, we found out last weekend when you were out there, Kane, that you know, we didn't have the time, obviously, to get. You know, to get some more clay or extra clay back onto it, and so we're going to do that this week and get it smoothed out. And you know, as you seen sand and water last weekend in the infield, and those guys going and taking a bath in the infield. We got, you know, four times that water back onto the racetrack.
Wow.
And so it's just. You know,
that's part of it.
We have to deal with, and it is part of it. Something we have to deal with, and we'll move forward, and we'll be ready, bigger and better.
Well, and that's the thing. Again, the website's up. It's sarahmp.com. And for everyone who's not familiar, and you may be not checking out the show, this is a brand-new dirt track on the Gulf Coast. It has so much history. It used to be a go-kart track. They've extended it, made it larger, wider, and, man, you guys have done a great job. Like I said, seeing the facility, driving up off of it, off the interstate, man, I mean, it's at a perfect location, easy to get to, and you guys are not just going to have the go-karts and the motorcycles and the lawnmowers, which are already hugely popular down here, and will bring in a crowd. But, man, you're looking at modified and vintage, street stock, bombers, pony stocks, I mean, ATVs and mini sprints. I mean, you guys are going to do it all.
Well, you know, we had some drivers out there Saturday, as you've seen, you know, our car drivers saying, biting at the bit, and we're just not ready. You know, we want to you want to obviously build one program before we bring the next one on. And the next one will happen here, we hope, you know, shortly, but that all depends on how things go. And you know, we wanted to make the go-karts and lawnmowers and motorcycles a big thing at Ames Motorsports Park, so we partnered up with another racetrack, Mr. Ron Parker and Gulf Coast Motorsports Park in Gulfport.
Good.
Fabulous, man, and we're going to do some big things this year, possibly a states race coming up, you know, in the upcoming months, and that'll draw a lot of go-karts down to this area. And as a few of them said, it's a go-kart super speedway, so it's pretty fast and pretty wide for them.
Well, you know, I appreciate you coming on and letting everybody know that it's going to be closed off. When will you make the official announcement? I mean, we're going to try to get this done in the next week or so, because I know that, like I said, you got all these teams that have already tested and are ready to play, ready to go race out there. So, but again, until you build the dome, you can't do much about that weather.
Yeah, and, you know, we're going to work on the drainage this week. And it is, you know, people come out yesterday when I was showing off our racetrack to a dirt late model go-kart. It's a regular go-kart, but they have a dirt late model body on them.
Wow.
And so they'll be out a couple times this year and putting the show on for us. And that's a new series that is going around, and so we're excited for them to come in. But I'm hoping, you know, on Saturday or Sunday we'll look at our website, our Facebook page, and we'll plan that. We need to obviously work with our Gulf Coast Motorsports Park so we don't, you know, so we can work our schedules out so we don't top on top of him. But here in the next couple of days we'll be posting our makeup date.
Well, I appreciate it, TW. Again, the website, sarahmp.com, and Angel Motorsports Park is a great facility. They've had a couple struggles getting it started thanks to Mother Nature, some legality things. You got it all ready. In another week or so, we'll be out at the track. TW, God bless you. We'll see you next week, my friend.
Take care.
Hey, welcome back to the show, Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And again, what a busy show. Thank you, Rick Crawford, Dave Mader III, Tim Bryant from Five Flag Speedway, Bubba Pollard getting ready for that ARCA ride and some racing. Angels Motorsports Park not racing this weekend because Mother Nature, and Montgomery Motor Speedway's Chris Carter comes in to wrap up the show. And man, I'm telling you, what a busy show it has been. And I can't forget about you, Chris. You guys got a lot of stuff going on up there at the Speedway getting ready. And well, good morning and happy race day, brother.
What's going on, bud?
Man, just talking racing, lots of it. And, you know, we're really excited. Every weekend, I kind of peek at your website, and it seems like there's something new going on. What kind of excitement we got from Montgomery Motor Speedway for this week?
Well, we started a new class. Started a bomber class. Same thing as we just posted the rules from Five Flags from Tim Bryant's track.
Oh.
I don't know if there's even many cars like that up here. There's some people, bad move, good move, bad move. I could stand at the gate and hand out $100 bills and somebody would be mad if they wasn't giving in 20s. I understand that. Mm-hmm. But we're just trying something different. There was a mini modified class here, which is actually a mini stock.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just something we wanted to do. I wanted to do different. Bobby wanted to do it different. So we just got together and we posted the rules from Five Flags and said, here you go, guys. And plus, I want to lure cars from my home track from down there at Rick's Mobile Speedway and stuff like that. Get you guys to come up here and, mm-hmm. and play with me up here.
Well, let's talk about it. So the rules are essentially the same. So if you've got a bomber car, I mean, realistically, you could build one of these for not a lot of money. and then get it out there. And your track is so unique. It's got so much history. How cool would it be to have a lot of these bomber guys driving up? And you've talked off the air with it. You got to make it worth their while to drive 2 hours to go up there. But you're planning on it. Talk about some of the pay schedule in the first race and everything you got planned.
Our first race is going to be March 31st. Actually, I was scared to put the bombers on my first race just for the simple fact that it wasn't, you know, time. I just wanted to give the guys time to build a car and we'll be ready in 5 days and we race in three, that kind of stuff going on.
Yeah.
So I just figured that I would, you know, let it go to the next race. First race, March 31st, we're going to have the Dale Earnhardt Jr. car on display. We're going to have Bobby Allison as a Grand Marshal.
Awesome.
We're going to pay $5,000 to win the Prolate model, 100 laps. Once again, $5,000 to win Prolate model doubleheader with Tim Bryant at Five Flag Speedway for his Pro Late Model race. It's going to be big. It's going to be real big. I'm excited. Got a lot of stuff working with a lot of good sponsors. You know, same. Just kicking right along, my friend.
Well, you know, you talk about the sponsors, and that's been Ream has just come on board, and they're helping out quite a bit up at the track too, right?
Well, we ain't made an official announcement yet, but we've got some things working real close. We had to move some dates, and we're good. That's no big deal at all, by no means. And here's the deal, and I'm fixing to be a little critical, but it's typical of me, I guess. You're not going to be surprised. Donnie Clack, Lanier Speedway, has moved his Speed Fest race on top of my March 31st race. Now, my race, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, yeah. I understand that. It's part of the business. I really do understand it. But, you know, scheduling a race on top of me like that, knowing my schedule's been out for 10 weeks, I just, you know, whatever.
Well, what's the story? I thought they were closing that track down. That's why SpeedFest left Watermelon, or went to Watermelon Capital Speedway. So that's not the case.
Shriners Bowl, it's the Shriners race. I might have said SpeedFest. The Shriners race that was rained out.
Okay.
They are now making that on March 31st, which, like I said, it is what it is, and I feel no threat of that race.
Sure.
Actually, me and Bobby was talking yesterday, and he said he'd feel more threatened from an AA meeting than Speedway. So, with all that being said, I just, you know, I wouldn't want to do that. And with me just starting out, I'll learn quick. Rick Crawford has told me, you know, you got your hands full and you can do it, and I know I can. I say it every week. But we're going to have a great season. There's a lot of things. There's a lot of sponsors that are, you know, interested in coming on board at Montgomery Motor Speedway. And now I'm involved with Bubba Pollard in this ARCA race at Mobile. And, yes, we are coming to kick Cale Gayle's rear end at the ARCA race at Mobile Speedway.
I can't believe. Now, Rick even said, hey, excited to have Cale there. Bubba, if he gets his car situated and he's there, man, we're going to have a heck of a show because you get the local guys who already know how to get around that track. Then you got the big guys coming, too. Whoa! I thought you were like Cale Gayle's best man here. Now,
you know, he's with Eddie Sharp Racing, and Jeff, I was messing with him yesterday. I said, boy, you better have your ducks in a row because we coming for you with Bubba Pollard. Bubba Pollard's got the Finch car, Ernie Elliott Motor. Same package that Cale Gayle won at Gateway July 26, 2006, second ARCA race Cale won with the same package. Finch, Phoenix Racing, Ernie Elliott Motor, first car to win on unleaded gasoline.
Hey, what'd Cale tell you? What'd he say?
He's laughing. He thinks this is funny, and I do too. And I told him I was going to show him how I got my name on the map by him. I was going to shove Bubba Pollard down everybody's throat down there. So it's going to be a good media blitz. It's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it. Can't wait to come back home and be a part of that.
Well, we appreciate you coming on board, as always. Sorry it's a little bit shorter today. We
That's
had so
all right, brother,
many
man.
People.
I love you. Just get my voice track done. Oh, yeah, new show. Tell them real quick.
Yeah, go
I appreciate
ahead.
You. March 7th. New show, Chris Carter. It's going to be shown all the way down to Mobile, 700,000 households.
Wow.
Big time talking in circles with Montgomery Speedways. Chris Carter, thank you for the little name there, Derek.
Hey, I'm glad to help out. And also, I'll be doing a little bit of production for the opening of that, too. So,
thank you, buddy.
You got it. Hey, God bless. And we appreciate you being part of the show. And we'll definitely talk to you next weekend, Chris.
Peace out, White Trout.
Well, that's going to do it this time around. Full Throttle Racing with FM Talk 106.5. Don't forget all the sponsors. Thank you to Hurricane Motorsports. Heading out to the shop right now. Let's go play on those cars for a little bit. God bless you. We'll see you next weekend. And, hey, go fast, turn left. That's what it's all about.
To be featured on Full Throttle Racing with Kane, email us at fullthrottleracingwithkane@yahoo.com, and we may have you and your race team on the air. Join us again next Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. for another hour of local and national racing news on Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5.